So what really needs to happen now is that we need to have more information. So we're asking that Israel launch an immediate, credible, and independent investigation into the killing by its armed forces of the 10 activists on the boats that were protesting against the Israeli blockade. And given the international nature of this incident and the continuing lack of credible Israeli investigations into other human rights violations that have happened in the context of the Gaza conflict, we also think there's an immediate need for an international investigation. So while the Israeli authorities have this primary responsibility to investigate the use of lethal force by its troops, as well as claims by the Israeli officials that they were attacked by a range of weapons, for full credibility and transparency, we think that Israel should invite relevant UN experts to carry out an investigation into the events of the 31st of May. We're also asking Israel to make public immediately the rules of engagement that were issued to its troops who carried out this lethal attack, and that Israel must immediately provide the names of the people who were killed and the people who were injured. We also would like them to make public the names and locations of the people who they've detained, as well as their condition, and the legal status of the passengers on the ships. It's also important that there's necessary legal and medical access to those who've been arrested and detained, so that they can access to their consulates and their lawyers as well. And of those who are detained, we're asking that Israel either charge them with a recognizable criminal offense, or if they are not able to charge them, that they should release these people. So these are our key calls. We're also, in the context of the blockade, in the opinion of Amnesty International, the blockade constitutes a collective punishment on the civilian population of Gaza in international law, and as such, the blockade must be lifted immediately.